Surah Yunus, ayah number 47 onwards. And for every nation is a messenger. So when their messenger comes, it will be judged between them in justice, and they will not be wronged. So when will they come? To witness on the day of judgment. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "We are the last, the first on the day of resurrection. We will be judged before the rest of the creatures." And they say, "When is the fulfillment of this promised, the last day?" If you should be truthful, say, "I possess not for myself any harm or benefit except what Allah should will. For every nation is a specified term. When their time has come, they will not remain behind an hour, nor will they precede it." Say, "Have you considered, have you wondered, if his punishment should come to you by night or by day? For which aspect of it would the criminals be impatient? So what are you waiting for? Are you hurrying along something that is going to be evil for you? A punishment for you? Then is it that, when it has actually occurred, you will believe in it? Al-an? Now? And you were once for it impatient. Then it will be said to those who had wronged, 'Taste the punishment of eternity.' Are you being recompensed except for what you used to earn?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps accepting the repentance of his servant until he is seized by the agony of death. At that moment, when one sees the angel of death, there is no more tawbah, no more repentance." And they ask information of you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Is it true?" Say, "Yes, by my Lord. Indeed, it is the truth, and you will not cause failure to Allah. And if each soul that wronged had everything on earth, it would offer it in ransom on that day. And they will confide regret when they see the punishment, and they will be judged in justice, and they will not be wronged. Unquestionably, to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Unquestionably, the promise of Allah is truth, but most of them do not know. He gives life and causes death, and to him you will be returned. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, there has come to you instruction from your Lord, and healing for what is in the breasts, and guidance and mercy for the believers. Qul bifadlillahi wa birahmatihi. Say, in the bounty of Allah and in his mercy. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. In that let them rejoice. Why? هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Because it is better than what they accumulate. فَرَحَ. Allah says, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. فَرِحَ. To be happy, to rejoice, to exult. The word فَرِحِين, to exult, is mostly used in a negative sense in the Quran. Allah uses it for people who are disbelievers, who are happy with what they have, with their disobedience. In fact, Allah says in Surah Al-Qasas, "Inna Allaha la yuhibbul farihin." Allah does not love those who exalt to the point of showing off. There are only two places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this phrase, this word, for believers. One point is over here. So Allah says that Allah loves those who celebrate. فَلْيَفْرَهُ. They should celebrate. They should exult. About what? The Qur'an. It is allowed to be happy and to celebrate the Qur'an. But what do we celebrate normally? Are we happy about the Qur'an? Do we tell people that we have studied the Qur'an? We learn the Qur'an? We memorize the Quran. How do people react when you tell them? Are they as happy as you are? Subhanallah. Allah says, this is mu'izah. This is a warning. It's an instruction. It has come from your Rabb. It's full of sincerity, good advice, healing for every problem that you have in your heart. It is a guidance for every problem that occurs in your life. Wa rahmah. It is mercy for believers. So, because of this great blessing of Allah and because of His mercy, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. Then it is with this that they should celebrate. It is with this that they should exult. Because this Quran is better than every single thing that people collect. Nothing compares to the Quran. Nothing whatsoever can ever come close to the Quran. This is better than anything that people can possibly imagine. In this dunya, the best of the best is the Quran. The other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word fariha in a positive way is for the shuhada who fly about in Jannah, looking at Jannah, farihina bima atahumullahu min fadli, exulting in that martyrdom which God has bestowed upon them out of His bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it for the martyrs. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us the companions of the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, say, have you seen what Allah has sent down to you of provision, of which you have made some lawful and some unlawful? Say, has Allah permitted you to do so, or do you invent something about Allah? And what will be the supposition of those who invent falsehood about Allah on the day of resurrection? What will they think on that day? Allah says, indeed, Allah is full of bounty to the people. Allah gives so much to the people, but most of them are not grateful. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are not engaged in any matter or write any of the Quran, and you people do not do any deed except that we are witness over you when you are involved in it. And not absent from your Lord is any part of an atom's weight within the earth or within the heaven or anything smaller than that or greater, but that it is in a clear register. So congratulations to you. Did you realize that this ayah is about you? Because at this moment, you are reading the Quran. You are listening to the Quran. Allah notices everything. He has ilm of everything. He watches everything. Yes, we know that. However, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly highlights the Quran, because this is very important to Allah. How we are engaged in His dhikr, how we are engaged in His word. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, verily the Quran is the food from Allah, so come closer to it if you are able. Verily the Quran is a robe of Allah, bright light, good medicine, and a guide for those who hold on to it. When he strays, the Quran will remind him of the path. And when he is misguided, the Quran will correct him. Its miracle lasts forever and will not be reduced by rejection. Read the Quran. Allah will reward each word of your reading tenfold. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. It's from Sahih Bukhari. Allah says, indeed, the Quran guides to that which is most suitable and gives good news to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a great reward, in Surah Al-Isra. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the Quran is an intercessor, something given permission to intercede, and it is rightfully believed in. Whoever puts it in front of him, it will lead him to paradise. Whoever puts it behind him, it will steer him to hellfire. It is the speech of God, so it is perfect. It is as beautiful as is Allah. So Allah says, and you are not engaged in any matter or recite any of the Quran, and you people do not do any deed except that we are witness over you when you are involved in it. Involved in it. Are we involved in it? And not absent from your Lord is any part of an atom's weight within the earth or within the heaven or anything smaller than that or greater, but that it is in a clear register. Unquestionably, for the allies of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Those who believed and were fearing Allah. Who are these? Allah calls them awliya Allah. Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those, the awliya of Allah, who have believed and who have taqwa, who feared Allah. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. For them are good tidings, good news in the worldly life and in the hereafter. No change is there in the words of Allah. That is what is the great attainment. You know why the awliya of Allah are mentioned here? Because first the Qur'an is mentioned. The wali of the Qur'an, the protector of the Qur'an, the one who preserves the Qur'an in his or her heart, mind and actions, whom Allah watches all the time, when a person is involved in the Qur'an, when a person rejoices and celebrates the bounty of the Qur'an, Allah says, those are awliya Allah, the guardians, the protecting friends, the close friends of Allah, the special people of Allah. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They will never fear any anxiety and they will not grieve for anything that has happened in the past. These special people of Allah, they will have good news in this worldly life as well. They will enjoy this worldly life as well. They will have good things happen to them here as well. Whatever we want in this world, money, children, status, power, love, anything, Allah will give it to us, and then in the hereafter as well. And then Allah seals the deal. He says, "La tabdila li kalimatillah." There is no changing for the kalimat, the words of Allah. This is the decree of Allah for the people of the Quran. Dhalika, that is huwal fawzul azim. That alone is the greatest of success. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. And let not their speech grieve you. Indeed, honor due to power belongs to Allah entirely. He is the hearing, the knowing. Unquestionably to Allah belongs whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth. And those who invoke other than Allah do not actually follow His so-called partners. They follow not except assumption, and they are not but falsifying. It is He who made for you the night to rest therein, and the day giving sight. Meaning you can see during the day. He gives us the ability to do that. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who listen. They have said, Allah has taken a son. Subhanahu, exalted is He, free from all imperfections. He is the one free of need. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. You have no authority for this claim. Do you say about Allah that which you do not know? Say, indeed, those who invent falsehood about Allah will not succeed. For them is brief enjoyment in this world, then to us is their return. Then we will make them taste a severe punishment because they used to disbelieve. And recite to them the news of Noah, when he said to his people, O my people, if my residence and my reminding of the signs of Allah has become burdensome upon you, then I have relied upon Allah. So resolve upon your plan and call upon your associates. Then let not your plan be obscure to you, meaning do not let it be a source of doubt or anxiety, but be clear, open and defined in your attack. Then carry it out upon me and do not give me respite. And if you turn away from my advice, then no payment have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of the Muslims, those who submit to Allah. Nuh alayhi salam was giving them an invitation to attack him. How could he do that? Because he was completely secure in the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to protect him and the believers. We need to reach that level of iman. And then he says, Wa umirtu, and I have been commanded, an akuna minal muslimin, that I be of those who have become Muslims, submitted to Allah. Fakazzabuhu, and they denied him. So we saved him and those with him in the ship and made them successors. And we drowned those who denied our signs. Then see how was the end of those who were warned. So Allah is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that other messengers have also faced the same issues. They have not been welcomed either. In fact, the opposite has always occurred. The disbelievers have made the life of the prophets and those around them miserable and difficult and very challenging. But Allah also tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that just as He helped Nuh alaihi salam and protected him and the believers, He will save him and the believers along with him as well. They will be victorious because that is the word decree of Allah. لا تبديل لكلمات الله. There is no changing of the decree of Allah. Then we sent after him messengers to their peoples after Noah, and they came to them with clear proofs, but they were not to believe in that which they had denied before. Thus we seal over the hearts of the transgressors. The generations were persistent in their disbelief. Then we sent after them Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh and his establishment with our signs. But they behaved arrogantly and were a criminal people. So when there came to them the truth from us, they said, "Indeed, this is obvious magic." They refused to believe in the miracles of Allah. And when people don't understand something, they always ascribe some other odd reason for the changes that they see. So they said, "Indeed, this is obvious magic." Moses said, "Do you say thus about the truth when it has come to you? Is this magic?" But magicians will not succeed. They said, "Have you come to us to turn us away from that upon which we found our fathers, and so that you too may have grandeur in the land, and we are not believers in you?" They accused Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam of political interests. And Pharaoh said, "Bring to me every learned magician." So when the magicians came, Moses said to them, "Throw down whatever you will throw." And when they had thrown, Moses said, "What you have brought is only magic. Indeed, Allah will expose its worthlessness. Indeed, Allah does not amend the work of corruptors. And Allah will establish the truth by His words, even if the criminals dislike it." Musa alayhi salam says something very interesting, something of deep understanding. He said, "Inna Allaha, indeed Allah, la yuslihu, does not improve, does not reform, amala, the amal, the action of, al-mufsidin, the corruptors." So people need amendment. We need amendment and reform of our actions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reform the actions of a corrupter, one who causes corruption on earth. However, Allah does reform the amal of some. Allah says in the Quran, "Qulu qawlan sadida," speak in a just and straightforward manner. "Yuslih lakum a'malakum," He will improve your amal. He will improve your actions, reform them, make them better than they are. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive you your sins. We see by this that Allah was bound to help Musa alayhi salam and the believers, and He was not going to aid the disbelievers. Allah says, "And Allah will establish the truth by His words, even if the criminals dislike it." But no one believed Moses, except some offspring, meaning young people among his people, for fear of Pharaoh and his establishment that they would persecute them. They believed in what Musa alayhi salam came with, the Egyptians did, but they were afraid of being persecuted. And indeed, Pharaoh was haughty within the land, and indeed he was of the transgressors. And Moses said, "O my people, if you have believed in Allah, then rely upon Him if you should be Muslims, submitting to Him. In kuntum muslimin." So they said, "Upon Allah do we rely. Our Lord, make us not objects of trial for the wrongdoing people. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmiz zalimin wa najjina bi rahmatika min alqawmil kafirin," and save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people. This is a dua that all of us must learn and continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, "And we inspired to Moses and his brother, 'Settle your people in Egypt in houses, and make your houses facing the Qibla, and establish prayer, and give good news to the believers.' This was in order that they might pray unseen by their enemies. And Moses said, Our Lord, indeed you have given Pharaoh and his establishment splendor and wealth in the worldly life, Our Lord, that they may lead men astray from your way. Our Lord, obliterate their wealth and harden their hearts, so that they will not believe until they see the painful punishment. Musa alayhi salam made a dua against Pharaoh and the Egyptians, saying that they have used their splendor and their wealth to misguide people, to stop them, to prevent them from the path of truth. Allah said, Your supplication has been answered, so remain on a right course and follow not the way of those who do not know. And we took the children of Israel across the sea, and Pharaoh and his soldiers pursued them in tyranny and enmity until, when drowning overtook him, he said, I believe that there is no deity except that in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am of the Muslims. Allah says, Al-an, now, and you had disobeyed him before, and were of the corruptors? So today we will save you in body, that you may be to those who succeed you a sign. And indeed many among the people of our signs are heedless. Allah says Pharaoh's body is going to be preserved till the end of time. And Allah has done that. But Allah says despite that people look at him, they look at his body in the museum, and they still do not learn. And we had certainly settled the children of Israel in an agreeable settlement and provided them with good things, and they did not differ until after knowledge had come to them. Indeed, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that over which they used to differ. So, if you are in doubt, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about that which we have revealed to you, then ask those who have been reading the scripture before you. The truth has certainly come to you from your Lord, so never be among the doubters, and never be of those who deny the signs of Allah, and thus be among the losers. Indeed, those upon whom the word, decree of your Lord has come into effect will not believe, even if every sign should come to them, until they see the painful punishment. Then has there not been a single city that believed, so its faith benefited, except the people of Jonah? When they believed, we removed from them the punishment of disgrace in worldly life and gave them enjoyment for a time. Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam, was sent to a city called Nineveh in Iraq. He preached to them for a long time, but they were obstinate and did not listen. Finally, Yunus alayhi salam left the city in anger, but Allah's command had not come yet for him to leave. So he boarded a ship, and there was a storm. The people drew lots as to whom they should throw overboard so as to appease the so-called gods. And Yunus alayhi salam's name was drawn. He was thrown overboard and he landed in the stomach of a whale. He was swallowed by a whale. He stayed in there for 3 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then taught him a dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Inni kuntu mina zalimin, so that Allah would forgive him and take him out of there. The dua means, There is no one worthy of worship except you. You are perfect. I am the one who has been unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed him from the whale and he landed on a bank, but his body had been eaten up by the acids inside the whale. So Allah made a gourd plant grow near him. And he rubbed it over his body, he ate from it, and he was healed. In the meantime, the people of Nineveh had repented. They feared that Allah would be angry with them for making their prophet go away. So they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Yunus alayhi salam to go back to Nineveh. The people welcomed him and accepted Islam. Qatada said, No town has denied the truth and then believed when they saw the scourge, the punishment, and then their belief benefited them with the exception of the people of Yunus. So Allah sent him back to a city. Allah mentions in the Quran was made up of around 100,000 people. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, is told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do this as well, that people can change as well. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, And had your Lord willed, those on earth would have believed all of them entirely. Then, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would you compel the people in order that they become believers? And it is not for a soul to believe except by permission of Allah, and He will place defilement upon those who will not use reason. Ar-rids, filth. Say, observe what is in the heavens and the earth, but of no avail will be signs or warners to a people who do not believe. So do they wait except for what occurred in the days of those who passed on before them? Do they want something like that, Allah says? Say, then wait. Indeed, I am with you among those who wait. Then we will save our messengers and those who have believed. Thus, it is an obligation upon us that we save the believers. This is an obligation upon Allah. But what about our obligation? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O people, if you are in doubt as to my religion, then I do not worship those which you worship besides Allah, but I worship Allah, who causes your death, and I have been commanded to be of the believers, and commanded, direct your face, meaning your entire self, toward the religion, inclining to truth, and never be of those who associate others with Allah, and do not invoke besides Allah that which neither benefits you nor harms you. For if you did, then indeed you would be of the wrongdoers. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His servants, and He is the forgiving and merciful. Remember, if the whole entire world gathered together to harm you, they will not be able to harm you, except as Allah wills. And if the whole entire world got together to benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you, except as Allah wills. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. Say, O mankind, the truth has come to you from your Lord. So whoever is guided is only guided for the benefit of his soul. And whoever goes astray only goes astray in violation against it. And I am not over you a manager. And follow what is revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be patient until Allah will judge, and He is the best of judges. Surah Tawbah was a stark contrast between true believers and hypocrites. That surah contained the longest discourse in the Quran about hypocrisy and the attitude of the hypocrites. Allah also teaches us that laziness can cause negligence, and it can cause a person to fall into sin, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned from the story of the believers who were lazy and they stayed behind and they did not leave for Tabuk with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that sometimes people can remain behind in good simply out of negligence and laziness. Their heart is in the right place, they do believe, but they don't work hard. Surah Tawbah pushes a person. It really pushes us to work hard, to go beyond what is required, to serve Islam, to obey Allah and the Messenger, peace be upon him, even in the most difficult of times. Allah praises those people who left for Tabuk, which was called a battle of distress. Will you and I do that? Knowing that something is distressful, but it is necessary, it is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have to push through and do it? Tony Robbins has written a book, Awaken the Giant Within: How to Take Immediate Control of Your Mental, Emotional, Physical and Financial Destiny. For us, the believers, that is our route to Jannah. He is an acknowledged expert in the psychology of change, and so he teaches the fundamental lessons for self-mastery, because that enables you to discover your true purpose, take control of your life, and harness the forces that shape your destiny. I'm reading from an excerpt. For us, the Quran does all of that. But let's talk briefly about the belief system he mentions. He categorizes them in three forms. One is opinion. He says an opinion can easily be changed. The second tier is belief, meaning what we are certain of, and we have emotions associated with those beliefs. The third level is conviction. He said it has extreme emotional intensity and overcomes opinion and belief. Convictions inspire us and make us follow through with action. For opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the words zan, assumption. Hasibtum, do you imagine? Is this your opinion? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for belief uses iman. For conviction, He uses yaqeen. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people who benefit from the Quran are those who believe in what was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the previous prophets, but as far as Akhirah is concerned, the hereafter is concerned, they have yaqeen, yuqinun, conviction, complete conviction of Akhirah. That is what changes a person. A person starts with a belief and graduates upwards into yaqeen, conviction, with stronger evidences or a triggering event. Then they follow through with action. The author says people who are at that level of commitment are extremely dedicated. We need to believe in Allah at the level of conviction. And that is what Surah Tawbah is about. The hypocrites did not believe at all. They simply paid lip service. But the Sahaba, they had conviction. Otherwise, how could someone travel on a battle of distress toward Tabuk to fight Romans who were the superpowers and the Muslims were simply a new nation with very, very limited resources? It was conviction. That was it. Why would someone throw down a date and go get up and say, I can smell paradise behind Uhud, and go and fight and be martyred? Conviction. The Quran gives us conviction. The Quran guides us. This is what it does to us. It guides us to be better than we are. It moves us. It moves us to do extraordinary things. It was the Quran that moved the Sahaba to do extraordinary things. But in contrast, the hypocrites were not moved by it. Why? Because they were not truthful people. Truth helped Ka'b bin Malik. So Allah teaches us that you may not be perfect all the time, but have that conviction and know the difference between right and wrong and always speak the truth. Acknowledge your mistakes, acknowledge your weaknesses in front of Allah and other people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Don't make a pretense. Do not pretend to be who you are not. Surah Hud is full of the stories of the previous prophets, the nations that they were sent to encourage Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be patient and to have that conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him victory, just as he had given victory before. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse our hearts from hypocrisy and our actions from riya. May Allah make us of those who become the people of the Quran. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the Quran and said, this is worth celebrating. That in fact, this is the only thing worth celebrating. And whatever we are engaged in, especially when we are absorbed in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us. And He is the most appreciative. May Allah make us of those who appreciate His word. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon. Wasalamun Alal Mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have a few more ayat of the 11th juz left. However, those are part of the beginning of Surah Hud. So in our next session with juz 12, we will also study the first few ayat of Surah Hud, inshallah.